Barry Rivers is online. Oh, hi, Barry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Having fun here in Maui, California. The weather's been between 83 and 92.
That's very, very hot. I just finished an interview here with Maui Noka'oa. You know Diane.
Sure. Hey, Diane. How are you?
Hi, Barry.
And the managing director of the Apana. So we were just talking about the 20th anniversary of Maui Noka'oa magazine. But now I bet, L.A., you said you were there trying to get things together. The First Light screenings are starting up here on Thursday, and I guess you're still getting some of the important movie studio people, and you're hanging out with some of the heavy Hollywood types?
They won't leave me alone, Cindy. What can I tell you? We're just having fun here. We're just getting some work done. And November's nailed down, and December's probably 90-plus percent nailed down, and we just have a couple more things we just want to finalize, and then we're good to go. Most of the schedule is actually up on the website right now for people to see, as far as both November is complete and December is pretty much there.
Well, and of course, you have been now for a while. I think this is the 18th year for First Light, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And every year you go, I don't know if I'm going to do this again.
That's true. You know, honestly, I was really, my kids have been begging me for years just to take a break and go skiing, which we've done previous to the First Light Monster. And I was going to do that this year, actually, but we had so many big films offered us with so many household names of A-list stars and quality directors, and I just thought, you know what, this is just too good to pass up. So that's how First Light happened this year. In fact, I don't know, this is a great little site I just want to turn people on to that I enjoy going to. It's called mic.com,
huh.
Or maybe pronounce it nick.com. I'm not sure how they pronounce it. It's sort of an abbreviation for microphone.
Uh-huh.
As in they're telling stories. Anyway, it's a great site, and today, the lead story when I first saw it, which was about 4:30 in the morning here in L.A., I was up early. But there's an Oscar 2017 prediction story that people have to scan down a little bit to see today. But we have 5 of the 7 films. The other two we just don't have because of format restraints. But other than that, yeah, we have, they include, I don't know, where do you want me to start? I'm just pretty psyched. We got some great stuff.
Well, I mean, we should mention that your predictions and your films have, I think you've always shown the Academy Award winner of the year, I believe.
There's only one year that we didn't, when one of the studios that had the film that won Best Picture, which was Birdman.
Hmm.
They just insist on showing you the format that the Mac doesn't have, and you know, festival can't really afford it. It's almost $100,000 or so to get it, or you know, as little as we use the facility these days.
Yeah,
doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It's super expensive to rent. It's called DCP. But in any event, so other than those, that one film, I should say, in the previous 17 years, yeah, we've had every single Best Picture winner. We've had, I mean, like I did the math the other day, just shy of 200 Best Picture nominees and literally thousands of other nominations in all the different categories and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of playing films. So this is the best stuff of the year. And we, you know, I like to say the best film of the year, the best time of the year, the best venue on Maui. And that's kind of where First Light started out to be and what it's called become.
And it is for a reason that's interesting. I mean, a lot of the Hollywood and celebrities and stars do come to Maui,
yep.
and over the holidays, and especially in December, they want to see films, and it's a whole different experience. I know they can get a DVD or they can get it online, but it's very different watching on the big screen at the Mac versus...
Well, more importantly, frankly, I think these days, especially given what's gone on in the last 10 days or so, it's more important to be watching it in a community of like-minded and not always like-minded people who see, you know, share the experience of seeing a certain film about a certain topic and really have a chance to sort of talk it through and figure out what they really think about it after maybe seeing it from another point of view. And that's the juice that keeps me running to pull this thing off every year. I think it's really important, and it's going to be more so going forward, that people really open up rather than shrink the windows through which they look at the world. And First Light is very much about that.
Well, you've always committed yourself to life-affirming films, but I think in the last 20 years, the life-affirming films sometimes have had a hard time compared to what has been out there with violence and anger and destruction and things that, and some of the things are just going, that's not a life-affirming film anymore.
Right. Well, I had to make a decision when I decided to do First Light to honor the commitment that I made, that Stone and I made, that the festival has made, all the Ohana people have put it together every year, and the volunteers, to the presentation of compassionate vision and life-affirming storytelling. And that is what that is what defines June. That said, I don't prefer to be an ostrich. I'd rather sort of be, you know, flying through the air, seeing what's really going on. So come each holiday season when we do First Light, I very much expand the purview to be the best, the films that the studios and the independent distributors who manage to get distribution fuel are the best films of the year and the most award-worthy films of the year, and the ones that they're spending real money on to try and spread the word about how good they are, and, you know, either as a film overall or in particular categories, you know, best actor, actress, director, and so forth. So, you know, that way you really get a look at what's going on in the world. It's not all sunshine and light. There's a lot of that. La La Land is a wonderful film about, you know, two people trying to make it in L.A. It stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. That's a December
That's a December, yeah, I think, right?
So maybe we should maybe talk about November. But,
let's talk about Thursday because, you know, it's just a couple days away. It's so soon. It's almost like a wake-up call. It's like First Light already. But this Thursday is your first day, and you have a full day. You start at 3 o'clock with and, you know, I wouldn't have known about any of these films you're showing on Thursday except through you and reading. Because, I mean, I try to keep posted, but I haven't lived in Hollywood in, I don't know how many years, 30 years at least. But so I'm kind of out of the loop, you know, but you're in the loop, thank God. So let's go down the list of films. And people may not have ever heard of these films before. Some you may have.
Okay.
But people need to trust you, Barry. I know that's a word that they throw around in Hollywood and Beverly Hills a lot. You know, I used to hear, trust me. But in this case, they really need to trust you.
And, you know, you've told me many times that you do. So
I do.
I appreciate
absolutely.
That. And I hope other people feel the same way, at least about the film picks. I don't get too hung up on what they think about me as a person. I just try to do my best.
We love you, Barry.
We love you, Barry. Come on, everyone here in the studio. We
love you, Barry.
Okay, right back at you. All right, so here we go. So there are 2 days of, let me say this. There are 8 days of First Light this year, two in November on November 17th, which is this Thursday, and November 22nd, which is next Tuesday. And there are 6 days in December, which are the 13th, 20, 22, 23, 27, and 28th. So I know that's a lot to remember. Don't worry about it. We're going to start to really get the word out with emails and Facebook posts and flyers and the whole thing. So in any event, on the first day of First Light, this Thursday, November 17th at 3 p.m., we're showing a wonderful animated film. We have about four or five, by the way, of the films submitted for Best Animated Feature this year. It's just one of those years. And this film is called Kubo and the Two Strings. It actually played on Maui for a while. It's sort of a thank you to a studio who's given me a couple of, well, many great films over the years, a couple of really excellent films this year. And I love animation, and this is a stunning, stunningly beautiful film. It's from the famous Laika studio, a Japanese animation studio. And it's sort of a fantastical coming-of-age story about forgiveness and kindness and embracing humanity. It's a wonderful, wonderful film. By the way, all these films and their posters and their trailers and their synopses can be seen on the MauiFilmFestival.com site. You just go to that address and click on the link on the upper left of the navigation bar that says First Light Scheduler.
Definitely worth seeing the trailers. And we didn't mention Charlize Theron and Matthew McConaughey do the voices on this one.
They do some, a couple of voices. George Takei, who people have, you know, heard a lot from lately, is a wonderful guy. Carrie Hiroki Tagawa also is a Japanese actor who participates as voice talent. So it's a great film. Again, that's 3 o'clock. By the way, I want to say we have more films for younger people than ever this year.
Good.
We have, I think, four PG films and nine, I think, at last count, PG-13 films. We have a special single ticket price of $10 for those kids if they'd like to come along. Frankly, I said to a friend the other day, if someone has a couple of kids, they can bring the kids for less than they have to pay a babysitter. So we're hoping to see, you know, more kids for sort of age-appropriate films. That price, by the way, is only good, for, like I said, for PG and PG-13 films. Anyway, so Kubo's at 3 on Thursday. At 5, we have an amazing movie produced by a good friend of mine, and a lot of people in Maui know him and love him. His name is Mark Turtletaub. He's one of the producers of Little Miss Sunshine, won the Academy Award for it, actually. So Mark's one of the producers on this film called Loving, extremely timely. It's based on the true story of a man and a woman who fell in love in the South in the 50s, mid-late 50s. His name, if you can believe it or not, his surname was Loving, and the case went to the Supreme Court. I believe the title of the case was Loving versus Alabama or Mississippi. I forget which. I think it was one or the other.
We should throw in there, you didn't mention that the part of the reason, obviously, he fell in love, but he was trying to get married, and interracial marriage was illegal at that time.
Well, he got married. They got married in Washington, D.C., and then when they went back home, they were both thrown in jail.
They were thrown in jail. Oh, I didn't know that.
They were thrown in jail, and I believe the ACLU took the case on, and that's the case that sort of disassembled the lack of the right to marry between people of different races, which until then was law in many states, especially in the South. So that's called, the film's called Loving. It stars Joel Edgerton and Ruth Negga. Ruth Negga is an actress whose name you probably haven't heard before. She was the darling of Cannes. She just knocked people out with her performance. It's a very subtle and beautiful film. And really, the case that they took to the Supreme Court is where the right to marry, you know, between whoever and whoever, you know, gay people these days and, you know, earlier on people proposed, was upheld and became the foundation of marriage, marriage rights for all of Americans, all America rather. So that's 5 o'clock. That's Loving. 7:30. If people last year saw Whiplash with Miles Teller, he played the drummer to.
Yes, great performance. And he got an award for that one. He got the Academy Award.
No, he didn't actually.
Oh, I thought he did.
Simmons, the guy that played his teacher, really sort of hard-edged teacher, got the award. I don't think Miles was even nominated. I could be wrong. I apologize if I am.
Yeah, he was
great. But it's
great.
The two of them. It's based on a true story about a boxer. You know, this is one of those boxing films that's about way more than boxing. It's about inspiration and love and loving what you do enough to risk everything for it. So after winning a couple of world title fights, he had a near-fatal car accident that they told him to, that they could, what do they call it? When they do, they put the spine back together, I'm forgetting the word right now, you know, they can sort of, they can seal the spine, that's not the right term.
Fuse it?
But he decided not to do it, he wanted to go back to the ring.
Is it fuse, when
and
you fuse the spine?
Does.
Yeah.
It's a great trailer. If you like any of those Rocky films, or if you like Creed, or any like really smart boxing film, you know, this film is worth taking a look at the trailer, you can make your mind up from there. And then at 9:30.
Oh, wait, stop on that one. Wait, let's back up. Barry, let's back up. You didn't tell the whole story on that one. It's such an important story because we've been talking this up on the radio. He had that car accident. They didn't know if he'd even ever recover. But he not only recovered, but he won. He came back and won within a year the title.
Right.
Okay.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And it's a true story.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a really, you know, just take a look at the trailer. Forget that it's about boxing. If you don't like boxing, you don't like sports films, this transcends that. This film really transcends that. It's getting a lot of buzz. These guys have been all over the late night talk circuit for a good reason because the performances are just that good.
Mm-hmm.
It also stars Aaron Eckhart, who people may remember from Thank You for Smoking and a bunch of other films that he's been in over the years. He's unrecognizable, basically, on a quick glance in this film. And he plays his trainer. So that's a 7:30 film. By the way, Kubo's rated PG-13, as is Loving. This is an R-rated film, believe for this. And the next film is an R-rated film. It's called Moonlight. This was the hit of Sundance and Telluride.
Really?
It's on any critic that I've followed for years, best films of the year list, as the independent film most likely to have the kind of success that Brokeback Mountain and other truly independent films like Birdman have had. You know, throughout the years, especially in the last 20 years, when, you know, films like American Beauty and others, you know, which are considered much more indie, even if in some cases they're produced by studios, very much indie in spirit. And this is that film. It's a sort of a film told in three parts. It's almost in a way, not really, but sort of like the story of Boy, if people remember Boy, which was Cameron Crowe's film a couple of years ago that was nominated for best picture and also for some best acting awards. In fact, I think. I was getting, what's her last name? Not Roseanne. Cox. I'm forgetting her first name. She starred in the film as the mom. She got the Best Supporting Actress Award that year. In any event, this story is about a young African-American growing up at three stages of his life, directed by Barry Jenkins. Stars Ashton Sanders, Naomi Harris, and Trevante Rhodes. And it just has been getting reviews beyond description. It says, in pivotal moments during these three different time periods, it explores the ecstasy, pain, and beauty of falling in love and creating a meaningful life, set against the backdrop of the war on drugs era in Miami. It was a play originally, and then someone saw it, just flipped out over it, and eventually acquired the rights to it for a film, and now they've made this amazing film. It's kind of late. It's at 9:30, so gotta take a nap.
Yeah, for Maui people on a Thursday night, but you know what? I mean, it's lovely to kick off the First Light Academy screenings, the 18th annual one, with a full day of great films. I mean, really. So we do want to mention that a lot of people like to get the Fast Pass because, you know, you can just, with the Fast Pass, you could literally just stay in there or you can go with people and you can also give a Fast Pass and have four clicks and then have two other people go with you or three other people. It saves money.
Yeah,
it saves $8, I think, if you get the Fast Pass for four movies.
Well, let me just say, you know, I talked about the single tickets for kids this year being $10. We have single tickets for adults that are 14. So if you were to come four times and buy a single ticket, it's $56. If you buy the pass, it's $48. It's nice that you save a few bucks, but frankly, we just want more people in the hall, and this is one way to do it. It just makes it more of a community sort of shared and experienced event when it is that. So, no. So anyway, so that's why we like people to buy the pass. It really, I think, it makes it easier for people to come. And you know, like you said, you can share with family and friends. However you want to use those four clicks. You know, you, your wife, your dog and your parakeet can come, or you know, whatever. However you want to do it.
I want to see the film for dogs. I want to see those. No, now
We're bringing our dog down there this year. That's it.
How's your dog doing?
Candy's going to kill me at the back. Just kidding, Candy. it your heart exam for the day. Sorry.
Yeah, but I also want to remind people they should go to MauiFilmFestival.com. And because not only can you share this, the Fast Pass is a great gift. In fact, I've given Fast Passes to people as holiday gifts because, you know, most people I know love going to these great movies there. And so, you know, it's a really lovely gift to give to people.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it's a chance to just sort of, you know, see people you haven't seen for a long time, meet new people. We're trying to figure out an easy way to maybe have the line, maybe not form the long, long line that it has here. We're trying to keep the, you know, we're big fans of the Beehive. You know, we want people to sort of, you know, serpentine through that area where people are buying, you know, having a drink or having a little something to eat. I just think it sort of coalesces the energy. So we're going to make our best effort to do that. It sort of depends on people behaving well, meaning they don't cut the line, because it's not as easy to keep a nice straight line if you do that.
Yeah.
But I know people will be respectful. I hope at least they will of other people's, you know, sort of more timely arrival and just sort of make it work. I think it's really important that we just keep that sort of little particle accelerator buzzing that I still think of it as a Candlelight Cafe, that the Candlelight Cafe is, albeit in the courtyard. And also, you know, for people that don't know the Mac, the courtyard has a beautiful IMPA-inspired roof now. You can see the stars. It's like a lovely spot. No, you know, this whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's that.
Okay, you know, just as long as I got you on, we will do an update. But the 22nd is the next one, and there's some huge, big name films on the 22nd. We have about 5 minutes, but I know you got
be real quick.
The Brad Pitt one.
First film is called Patterson. It screens at 3 p.m. It stars Maui Film Festival honoree Adam Driver. Mm-hmm. It's a film from indie film legend Jim Jarmusch. It's a beautifully and closely observed film about a poet / bus driver and his quirky wife's lives. BuzzFeed, who I know people, you know, read online and so forth, they buzzed it as a lovely fable about the fragile, fruitful, and occasionally fraught relationship between creativity and everyday life.
I know that
and don't
one.
We all know it.
I know that one, Barry, yeah. Yes.
so and then 5 o'clock, this is also one of the most highly critically acclaimed films of the year. It's called Manchester by the Sea. Matt Damon produced it. He actually had the lead role until a conflict came up in his schedule. He couldn't do it. He gave it, offered it rather, to Casey Affleck, who's Ben Affleck's brother, who's been in a lot of great stuff. So he and Lucas Hedges, who's sort of a somewhat newcomer, he's done other things. He plays a young man, Lucas Hedges does. The film also stars Michelle Williams, by the way. He plays a young man who is sort of given to Casey Affleck to raise after his dad passes away. Casey Affleck was this young guy's dad's brother. And it's from director Kenneth Lonergan. People may know him from the film I always forget the name of and I love about, with Laura Linney and Mark Ruffalo, where he's the ne'er-do-well brother and she's trying to be the responsible parent to her kid. I just always forget the name of that film. I gotta get a tattoo. That's going to be my one and only tattoo. Just not remembering it. Anyway, it's set in the seaside New England fishing village. It's initially sort of a heartbreaking film, but ultimately really heart-opening and heartwarming. Sort of a man who begrudgingly becomes guardian to his brother's son, as I said. Rotten Tomatoes, not one to have a soft heart about subjects like this, called it deeply poignant, unexpectedly funny, and an exploration of familial love, community, sacrifice, and hope. And then last but not least, real quickly, all I have to say is Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt, and Mary.
Brad Pitt,
Guitar.
Brad Pitt, yes. Allied.
Robert Zemeckis' new film called Allied. It's a thriller and a suspense drama set against the background of military intelligence following the Second World War. Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard fall in love. and complications ensue. I'll just leave it at that. But it's a really powerhouse film. And film we had before hit the screens on Maui, did it for Manchester by the Sea, did it for Patterson, did it for Moonlight, did it for Bleed, like, for this, did it for Loving. I mean, this is really, you know, you want to see stuff on that wonderful screen, you want to see it first this year, this is the place to do it first.
You got some Maui premieres for sure, and you got some world premieres coming up too?
Those, not so much that, but, you know, honestly, Maui premieres are just fine for me.
Yeah.
Where I live.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to thank you because I know there's a lot of work involved in it, and I'm impressed by what you described. And it's always helpful, Barry, to have you go down the list of films because a lot of people don't know these films. They haven't heard the names of these films. Of course, we've heard of Allied and I think Manchester and maybe one other. But you telling us about it really does help. But again, go to MauiFilmFestival.com because the trailers really, truly will speak to you. And there's so many great films. Sometimes you can't go to all of them. So make your decisions and make sure you take time to put aside time to go and come out and see these excellent films. People are always so happy.
Thanks.
After they go to these films.
I'd ask one more thing for people into Instagram or Facebook or even Twitter. You know, please follow us. It's the best way we can keep in touch with you, especially if you know things change and occasions, schedules have to change a little bit. It's the easiest way to get to you. So you're not coming down and not finding something there. I want to be clear that does not happen very often, but it sure is nice when you get a heads up about something like that.
Absolutely.
We've never given your emails to anyone else for almost 20 years now, plus actually more than 20 years doing the overall festival. So, just that would really be kind of great for us to know that we're really reaching people who want to be reached by the stuff that we're up to. And, yeah, that's kind of, I promise. I'm gonna have a Valium IV hooked into me next time I go through the next film city. I'll be talking a lot slower. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I thank you so much, Barry, and we love you, and we'll talk to you again. We're going to have a few more interviews, so have fun in California.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And speaking of that, we want to mention just in the last 10 seconds here that Maui No Ko'oi Magazine's on Facebook, too. A good way to follow, right?
Yes, we are. I don't think I'm on anymore.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I am.
Your headsets are on. How do they find you on Facebook?
You can just search Maui no Ko'oi and it should pop right up. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Pinterest. And again, on MauiMagazine.net, we have some web-exclusive videos. So basically what that means is we enhance some of our print stories with videos that relate to that story. So it's another way to kind of get a more round picture of the writing.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure seeing you and talking to you, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a real pleasure.
Aloha.
Appreciate it.
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 Aloha. Aloha.